Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The county's eighth road death occurred Thursday morning in Regalwood. Officials said William Perry of Wilmington apparently ran off the road avoiding a dead animal in the highway. The road was blocked for several hours while the wreckage was cleared. A convicted felon has been charged with possessing a sawed-off shotgun. Justin Michael Spivey, age 28, of Spivey Road in Tabor City, was arrested by Columbus County deputies on warrants from Bladen County. He was previously convicted of breaking and entering. He was taken into custody just before 5 a.m. and is being currently held under a $35,000 secured bond. Sean Matthew Cothran has been charged with a conspiracy and using a vehicle to store and deal illegal drugs. Cothran, age 32, lives on Mrs. Tate's Road near Whiteville. Warrants show he allegedly conspired with Thomas Ray Hammonds to sell and deliver methamphetamine, fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, and other drugs. Hammonds was charged with trafficking meth and opiates in October. You can look for more on the story later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Xena will soon be patrolling the halls of the city and county schools. The drug and gun-sniffing dog was paid for by an anonymous donor to the sheriff's office. The cost of the dog's care and training will be split between the sheriff's office and the schools. After 54 years of spreading holiday cheer, the real Whiteville Santa is kicking off his boots and hanging up his suit and cap. Time catches up to everyone, and due to health reasons, our local Santa is saying goodbye. On his Facebook page, Santa said that, "It's not easy to say goodbye to something that has brought me so much joy. I want to thank each and every one of you who have welcomed me into your hearts and homes over the years. Being Santa has been one of the greatest honors of my life." Columbus County remains under an increased wildfire danger due to low humidity and strong gusty winds. The North Carolina Forest Service and Fire Marshal encourage anyone with outdoor burning plans to hold off for a day or two until conditions improve. The county remains in the abnormally dry category on the state drought monitor, although drought conditions are spreading into neighboring counties. No significant rainfall is expected for the next week. Spring registration is open at Southeastern Community College. Multiple funding options are available to help students come to college for little to no cost. Students who register before December 12th will also be honored to win a $500 Visa gift card. Two popular courses are significantly lower in cost this year. The electrical lineman's course will be free, and the truck driver training program registration fee will also be free. For more information, go by the college or log in online at sccnc.edu. Southeastern Community College has signed new partnerships with three universities. Western Carolina, UNC Pembroke, and NC State all will guarantee admissions for transfer students under new agreements. SCC and Robinson Community College also signed a new agreement for transfers. You can look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus County Health Department has a limited supply of free Narcan. The treatments come with instructions on proper use. Anyone can pick up a dosage anonymously at the Health Department front desk on Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Winter youth basketball registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Recreation season. Cost is $15 for city residents and $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to all players ages 5 to 16. A birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052, or you can see our story online for a link to register. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchase one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. Cerro Gordo Volunteer Fire Department will host its pancake dinner and open house on Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome and donations will be accepted. Starting today, Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The shoot will be held every Friday and Saturday night, along with November 26th at their firehouse. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.